Marie, Marie, playing guitar on the back porch. I sit in my car while she sings so sad. Marie, 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 it's so lonely in these farmlands. You come with me to the bright lights downtown. Marie, Marie.
Well, look who's here. Brian McTavish, senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media. How are you, buddy?
I'm bopping to it.
Yes, you are. The Blasters.
Oh.
Blasting away.
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Go the Blasters.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get to that real quickly.
Yes, sir.
Fascinating hour about people trying to find their way. Here's the deal, okay? Men, hate to say it, love to say it, got to say it. Men are better at finding their way.
Boy, you're saying it, not me.
But
good luck.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
But women are better at not running out of gas. Trust me.
You've determined that over the years.
I've done it with the woman in the car.
Yeah.
Behind the wheel, I've run out of gas at least once.
Bad feeling.
Oh.
And you know the second it happens, you know what it is, too.
Yeah. Well, time to just put the Blasters on the stereo.
And forget all about it.
The Blasters.
Speaking of the Blasters.
Rock and roll.
Yes. At Knuckleheads,
9 o'clock Friday night.
Love that place.
Love the Blasters at Knuckleheads. You'll hear Marie Marie, I dare say, American Music, Border Radio, I'm Shakin', and
Who are the Blasters?
Well, who are the Blasters? Formed in 1979, funny you should ask.
I knew you'd know.
In Downey, California, by brothers Phil Alvin and Dave Alvin. Dave Alvin left the band.
They call themselves the Blasters because they blast stuff?
I'm going with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They blow it up. There's actually a reason. I'll leave that up to listeners to fiddle with their Google.
Okay.
Yeah. They've commented on that many times over the years. Dave Alvin left the band in 1986, early on, actually, to pursue a solo career. But his brother and the band's original vocalist and guitar man, Phil Alvin, carried on with the band's signature, Have a Good Time, All the Time sound. It's funny, though, Dave and Phil, they still occasionally appear together and record. They have a soon-to-be-released album called Common Ground.
Hmm.
Dave and Phil Alvin sing the songs of none other than Big Bill Brunzi. These guys are going to blow it up Friday night at Knuckleheads. I'd highly recommend this.
Sounds good.
And you, a nice older like this enjoys me. See, but you know I mean that in a good way, because let me tell you something. Women like her usually hate me because I'm dirty, I'm loud, I'm rude. There's always those soccer mom types who come to see me hoping I'll be a female comic. You know what I mean? Who talks about PMS and dating. Shut up, you dirty. So women sometimes come out. You know that type of, you know, soccer mom between the ages of 35 and ugh. And they have to stare at me and be all mean, right? Like, am I gone? She is the reason we have school shootings.
She is known as the female Don Rickles, and she is...
She's, as she says herself, dirty, loud, and rude. That's Lisa Lampanelli.
Yes, it is.
Who apparently has shed a few pounds recently because, in her own words, she's on her Leaner Meaner tour.
Ooh.
The Queen of Mean, the Queen of Roasts. She's very popular at these celebrity roasts, and she'll be standing up and putting down goodness knows what on stage, 8 o'clock Friday night at the Midland. She is the female Don Rickles. Now, she's her own gal, but I mean, to compare her to Don Rickles.
Is Don Rickles still with us?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Steve, because I was listening to NPR, as I almost do constantly.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. this morning, I'm listening at some wee hour, and they come on and they say, Don Rickles today is 88 years old.
No kidding.
So,
happy birthday,
Don. You did not know that.
Yeah, I did not know
that. That's right.
Yeah, that's my line.
No, that's Johnny's, but you can have it.
Yes, thank
anyway,
you.
So to compare her to Don Rickles is a great compliment, and she really, really does a good job. Did you know that Lisa Lampanelli is a former rock journalist for Rolling Stone?
No, of course not.
Did not know that.
Did not know
and
that.
And Hit Parader. She interviewed heavy metal bands and such. But just to let you know, she wants to grow. She's actually been working on a one-woman show. Maybe it'll show up on Broadway, maybe not, in which she makes a departure from her signature insult comedy to kind of go behind the scenes and talk about her struggles with food and men and the way she views her own body.
That's called evolution. That's called taking it to a new place.
A career survival.
Wow.
Although Don
Reaching
Rickles,
a little bit.
Don Rickles has been just being really mean to people for 88 years, so it works for him.
That's Lisa Lampanelli, 8 o'clock Friday night at the Midland.
Mm-hmm.
music is very suggestive, and it tells us what, oh wise one.
And it's funny how your voice responds
yes,
to the music.
Yes, it does respond to the music, because we're going to a different place now. We're going away from Lisa Lampanelli. We're going to a new place.
Well, we are. We're going
a safe place.
We're going way out there
way
to
out
the
there.
Spectrum Fantastic Art Live show. It's the third annual meet and greet with, get this, more than 200 fantastic artists whose stellar fantasy and sci-fi work from at least the known universe, it could be Trafalgador has some better artists, but on this planet, you'll see 200 or more of these great artists from all day Saturday and all day Sunday downtown at Bartle Hall in the Grand Ballroom. Hey, I'm telling you, man, this is the one. Great artists like Frank Cho. He does great Avengers art for Marvel Comics. He's really good at the good girl art. Because
we've had him on the show before.
You've had Frank Cho on the show?
That's what I'm being told.
Oh, I'd like to touch the hem of your
you-know-what
there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Frank Cho, fantastic. Mark Schultz, Steve
I can remember
Rude.
Shows from last week. That tells you, if Danny Alexander isn't chirping in my ear, I'm just lost here. You know?
I'm all for Danny Alexander chirping in my ear. Danny, why aren't you chirping in my ear right now? Anyway, Terry Dodson will be there. Dave Dorman. Lots of art. Peruse, buy, be impressed. Check it out downtown. Highly recommended. See you there. No
All
doubt
Brian's
about
picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Bang on the pot and bang on the fans. Grab an old pie tin and start to jam. Play the drums. Yeah, play the drums.
And what do we have here?
Well, those are the doodads, a bunch of dads with, playing cool kid rock for their kids and everybody else's kids. They're part of the Saturday Fun downtown at the Kansas City Power and Light District. It's two parts of fun. First, you got the Sprint Family Fun Days with the doodads and some superhero guests. That's from 11 to 3 downtown. And then you've got the Downtown Hoedown with Gary Allen. It's all free country music later in the day starting at 4 on the Kansas City Live Block Stage.
And finally today,
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old.
Aw, it's Mom's Day.
Well, you know, I got to tell
you. Happy birthday, Mom.
You know,
happy Mom's Day.
Happy birthday, happy Mother's Day, happy every day, Mom. Yeah. You don't have to be Pavarotti to sing that song to put a lump in your own throat.
Is that Pavarotti?
No, it's not.
Oh.
The point being, I could sing this song.
Pavarotti?
No. Anybody could sing this song, hum it in the car to yourself while you're running out of gas, and you would put a lump in your throat and everybody else who heard you singing it. It's Mother's Day at the Zoo. The Zoo will celebrate Mom from 9:30 to 4 p.m. Sunday because Mom gets in free and gets a free treat, and Mom is a treat.
Wow.
Sunday and every day.
At the Zoo.
At the Zoo. We love you, Mom.
And we love Brian McTavish. That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy. Always good to have you here.
I got an Archie comic book for you from Free Comic Book Day last year, but I forgot to bring it.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week.